Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Fran Coaches Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and the host of the Franchising 101 podcast series. Today, we are going to talk about a fairly seemingly insignificant question that we pose to our clients early on in the process. This is when we are building out what their ideal franchise model would look like, as well as their owner role. It is a question, admittedly, that most people would really never consider if they were doing this on their own. And when we ask the question, it is one that is rarely do people understand the significance behind the question. Today, however, we are going to discuss the reason we ask the question, which is, do you have any preference between a business-to-business or a business-to-consumer franchise? Before we dive into that question, and more importantly, the why behind it, let's first take a moment to tell you who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help our clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. Our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. So today, again, what are we going to talk about? Business to business or a business to consumer business model. So why in the heck do we ask this? So let's talk about kind of when we do this. First off, there is a spot in our kind of client profile we have people fill out between the first and second call. Our second call is typically an hour long with our clients, and where we just pummel them with questions. Again, we are trying to build out from scratch ideal owner role and business model and all the different little nuances within it. And so we'll tell you pretty commonly with this question, this is one that I think that elicits a little shoulder shrug. Not quite sure what it means, not really sure how to answer. So we get a lot of, you know, hey, I'm pretty open, but dot, dot, dot. And what comes after that typically is essentially what people's experience has been. If they have been in a role or an industry that has been largely B2B, guess what? They have a little preference there. If they've been on the other side from a consumer standpoint, it tends to be there. Also, there's some preconceived notions, you know, I think one of them is easier to work with, one of them is harder to work with, et cetera. But everybody's mind goes to that kind of the actual interaction with the customer. And while that matters, it's the less significant portion of this question. The other thing that comes up a lot is people will, and I think kind of rightfully so, kind of look at it and, hey, a customer is a customer. I've got to build a relationship with someone, whether that is a business owner, some executive in a business, or is that is just a straight consumer, right? You've got to some way be able to communicate with them, find out their need, talk about how you can solve their problem, their solution, whether that is they're hungry for a cheeseburger, they need their house cleaned, or it is, you know, something, some sort of kind of business strategy session, right? So that's key. But the real difference is not in the end user. It's not in the conversation with the end user. It is in the marketing and the lead gen to get in front of that end user, whether it is a business or a consumer. So let's talk a little bit about some of the differences. So let's look on that B2C side. So two different kind of aspects of this. There's the retail side of things, which retail's not dead. It got a little sleepy here as we end up 2020. But there's still things out there. There are always going to be things out there that we're going to do in person. And there's, from a retail standpoint, there's a little bit of that, you know, kind of location, people can see you. But in the grand scheme of things, that's not really the lead gen. It's not the driver to the business. That's the convenience and ease of finding it and the access and getting in and out, right? What we want to focus on is the marketing to that consumer. And how is that done? Well, it's done a few different ways. there is direct mail, and people are always have their mind blown when they get into whether it's talking about a franchise that uses direct mail, or we're partnered with some franchises in that space. And it is mind-boggling how much money is spent in the billions of dollars every year in direct mail. It's not dying. That is a myth. And there's just mountains of data to back that up. But that is a consumer-driven marketing path, is direct mail. As is a lot of the digital side, SEO, pay-per-click. Those are things that are targeting a consumer. Now, social media typically is driven that way as well. Whether that is social media content for a particular business, creating the followings of support for all of you that clearly follow Fran Coach all over social media, guess what? We're targeting consumers, right? So that's there. Plus, just the social media advertisements that you can be able to do, those things that you see, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever, that have the word sponsored or promoted. Again, somebody paid to get that in front of you, right? Those are all things that are consumer focused, that are really driving traffic to your consumer based business. So you don't have to be very active in that as a business owner. You have to implement it. You have to oversee it, make sure everything is getting executed, and those leads that come in are being responded to as fast as humanly possible. You also don't have to figure out what those things are. The franchise is going to have that in place for you, right? So again, franchising 101, implementing and executing the proven business model of the franchise. The other side of consumer marketing, and why somebody might favor somebody from a business to consumer standpoint, you've got all of these things that are being ways in which the lead is being driven to your business. And again, whether that's physically driving to your location to eat or exercise or whatever, or get a haircut, or if it's driving the traffic to make your phone ring or a click online, where somebody's essentially raising their hand and saying that they are interested in your business, right? As an owner, typically you are also, pretty much in every business, you are the face of the business. You are communicating in the community for kind of creating awareness for the business. Maybe you are working on some strategic partnerships, referral sources. Sometimes you're just a business owner and you are a member of the local chamber of commerce. But you're doing those things, connecting, creating awareness, and again, creating those partnerships. Those are not like cold calling things from a consumer standpoint. You're not typically walking up and down, my subdivision, knocking on everybody's door. Hey, is your house a mess? Can I come clean it? That really doesn't happen anymore, right? So again, it's much more the online in a lot of different fashions, the print, the direct mail side of things, and then that kind of face of the business. That's all getting people to essentially kind of either come to you or raise their hand and say they want you, right? That's B2C. Now, B2B, basically none of those things work, right? If you are trying to target to a business owner, they're not going through their direct mail at home, sitting there thinking, geez, my business stinks. I need somebody to come help me. They are not going on Google to search for those type of things. People that are in those business roles that are buyers from that, they're not doing that either, or it is incredibly rare. So all those things that we talked about from a consumer standpoint, it's different B2B, right? So business to business is much more boots on the ground. And we still have the face of the business and the networking, referral sources, things of that nature. But there's a lot more just direct outreach. If you are trying to get in front of a business owner, sometimes it is super old school and you got to be willing to find a way to walk in or get them on the phone, or you're in those networking areas where it's a networking group of all business owners, chambers, rotaries, BNIs, those type of things. And you as an owner in that situation, you have to be very comfortable not just being there, but really promoting your business. So you've got to be willing to do that to connect, whether it's that business owner or it's that kind of business exec who's the buyer for, you know, who is in charge of this particular business for cleaning the business, or who does the, you know, who's in charge of finding your printing or whatever it might be. You've got to be much more, again, proactive. I kind of use the boots on the ground, pick up the phone, get in those networking things around them, right? And if you kind of wrote down the list of things we talked about, B2C versus B2B, those are dramatically different. One's not better or worse than the other, but they are dramatically different. And so again, that question initially, when we talk about what's the preference between a B2B or a B2C, if people's mind goes anywhere besides I don't know, it tends to go towards their experience of working with that end user. And again, not that that's not important, but how do we get in front of that end user? And as the business owner, it's on you. You've got to be the one either doing it yourself or doing getting your staff to do it. But you've got to understand what it takes to get in front of that potential customer. That's the biggest piece of that. And though we talk about that early on, this is one thing that when we get to the point of connecting people to franchises, we almost always will have folks look at one of each. Yes, there are some franchise models that will roll over between both, right? To be able to tap into both. That does happen, but usually there's kind of a line in the sand. Hey, we're targeting consumers, we're targeting businesses. And in most cases, we want our clients to look at a franchise on either side of that spectrum. Why? Because no matter how much we talk about this, it's really hard to grasp which of those is a better fit for someone until you start the vetting and you're in deep looking at a franchise on either side of that spectrum. And this typically, for being a question that is frankly rarely thought of or realize it's even a question or something of significance, this becomes one of the big differentiators as we get farther along. Because here's a little tip for you. If you own a business, you need customers. Some way, shape, or form, you gotta have them. So how do you find them? And when you understand which of those paths is better for you, the consumer focus or the business focus, with those different kind of bullet points that we talk about, almost always that is maybe not the biggest driver to which is the best fit, but it factors in there greatly. And so when we talk about that, or even just as you're contemplating, you know, hey, is this something we should look at? These are all things that we are just, again, an example of literally one question on our profile and one question we have on our second call. That becomes a humongous piece of what we're doing. So, as we do with these podcasts, when it's just me here rambling on, we try to take one little nugget of the process we take people through, or just something from a franchise standpoint in particular, and really was kind of excited to do this one just because, frankly, it seems so insignificant on the surface, and is something people just don't think about, but becomes a huge, huge part of this. So as always with our Franchising 101 podcast series, we hope this will help enlighten those interested in franchise ownership to some of the amazing possibilities that are out there. Greatly thank you for joining us today. If you have not yet, please make sure that you subscribe or follow our podcast, whatever format you're watching or listening to us today. I'd hate for you to miss one of these fantastic episodes. There's tons of them already, so make sure you go back if you miss any, tackle those as well. And if you would like to learn more about potentially becoming a franchise owner, then click the link in your podcast window to reach us, or if it's not there, you can find us online at francoach.net. There's never, ever any fee for our service. So if this intrigues you at all, we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Stay safe, and we look forward to connecting soon. Have a great day.